right into it. Amen. Don't even worry about the words. Don't worry about standing. We know our Bible affirmation, so we're going to get right into it. For though most of y'all, this might be a summer reading plan anyway. So I'm going to start in Genesis 11, 1 through 9. It says, "Now the whole earth had one language and one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Then they said to one another, 'Come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly.' They had brick for stone, and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, 'Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth.' But the Lord came down to see the city and tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, 'Indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language. And this is what they begin to do. Now nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech.' So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they ceased building the city. Therefore, its name is called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of all the earth." And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for this word, this message that you've anointed me, Lord God, to be able to deliver, Lord God. May it be, Lord God, that I decrease, that you may increase, Lord God, and give the word, Lord God, that prophetically, Lord God, has been received. Lord God, speak through me, Lord God, and give your people a taste, Lord God, of how good you truly are through your word. And I thank you in advance for what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen. So this passage takes place sometime after the flood. And so the whole earth was in unity, having only one language and one speech. So think about it. There were no language barriers. So everyone understood one another, and they all got along. There was no police brutality or attacks against the police. There was no racism, no profiling, no segregation or separation of classes. There was no war, but a time of peace. And everyone agreed with one another to build this majestic city with a tower that reached the heavens. As you think about the times that we're in today, what could possibly be wrong with that picture? I'm glad you asked. It's great when we get along and understand one another and decide to devise plans. But we must ask ourselves this question, which is my first point. Do we understand God's plan? See, we must go back to Genesis 8 to catch this in context. In Genesis 8, 15 through 17, it says, "Then God spoke to Noah, saying, 'Go, go out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons' wives with you. Bring out with you every living thing of all flesh that is with you, birds and cattle and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, so that they may abound on the earth and be fruitful and multiply on the earth.'" He also says in Genesis 9:1, "So God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, 'Be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth.'" So God's original plan has never changed, just as he told Adam in Genesis 1, 27 through 28. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth." See, God's original plan has never changed. Look at what he told Abram in Genesis 12, 1. "Now the Lord said to Abram, 'Get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you.'" And the blessing came with it when Abram obeyed in Genesis 22, 17 through 18. "Blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashores, and your descendants will possess the gate of your enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice." So do we see that there's benefits that come with obeying the voice of the Lord? Amen. When we do what God has called us to do, there's benefits that come with that. There's blessings that come with that. Amen. Look at God's original plan has never changed. As Jesus told the disciples, and the Holy Spirit reminds us of that same plan. In Matthew 28, we know it as the Great Commission. Do we not? Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I'll say it again. God's original plan has never changed. But do we understand that plan? See, it is me, or does God make it pretty clear what his plan is? The big task of filling the earth can be summed up in one two-letter word, go. As simple as that, go. He says, go to be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth. Go and make disciples of all nations. Go tell someone about Jesus. Go is all I'm asking you to do. Go. Don't stay where you are. Go. But we have a powerful two-letter word of our own. So powerful that we don't even have to speak it. You know what I'm talking about. That's right. Y'all with me? No. It is so powerful, we don't even have to say it. All we got to do is disobey, and that's our version of no. God asks us one thing to go, and we decide, I don't want to do that. I'm not comfortable going out to tell folks about Jesus. I don't have it in me to start a small group. You didn't say no, but your actions reflect no. Remember, I asked you earlier, what could God's people in Genesis 11 possibly be doing wrong if they're in unity? They're building this great city, coming up with their own plans and executing them. That's the problem. Are we working God's plan or our own? See, look back at Genesis 11. It says, they found a plain and they dwelt there. See here, you can't dwell and go at the same time. See, God didn't decide, they decided to dwell or stay in Shinar when God told them to go and fill the earth. See, we are not working God's plan if we disobey and decide to do our own thing. See, also it says in verse 3, they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They had brick for stone and they had asphalt for mortar. They were the ones who said, come, let us make bricks. And they decided to use brick for stone. Well, let me show this to you. Listen to this. This is not God's plan. See, you're thinking just stone, bricks. What's the difference? What is the difference? Brick is man-made. It says brick for. For means a preference over or instead of. And the stone, which we know, is the cornerstone, which is Jesus Christ. So what they did was prefer the brick, the man-made, over God and Jesus. See, over in Matthew 21, Jesus said to them, which are the chief priests, the Pharisees, and the elders of all the people, have you never read in scriptures, and he was referencing Psalm 118, which is the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. We're not working God's plan if Jesus isn't involved. We cannot build nothing up if the foundation is not Jesus. We're spinning our wheels, but yet it's our will, not thy will be done. See, they also said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower which reaches the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves. We're not working God's plan if the outcome is to draw attention to ourselves and not unto our Creator. It goes on in verse 4 to say, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. We're not working God's plan if what we are doing goes against what God said. See, he says, or they said, lest. Lest is with the intention of preventing something undesirable, to avoid the risk of. So what they were saying was, so that we won't go abroad. Wait a minute. God said to go. But they said, no, we're going to build this tower so that we don't have to go. Lest, which is in favor of something that you see as being undesirable. I don't desire going out. I know what God said, but I don't desire that. That's not my intention. That's not what I want to do. So that's why we're going to build this here city. We're going to build this tower. And I can go on about the tower, but I won't. So basically what they were saying was, let us make a name for ourselves so that we can prevent what God wants to do through us. But guess what? God has an answer in the form of his plan. Guess what? It's not a backup plan. Guess what? It's not a plan B. It's his original plan. See, watch this. In verse 6, it goes on and on and on and on and on. It says, and the Lord said, indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language, and this is what they begin to do. Now, nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. Come, let us go down there and confuse their language. They may not understand one another's speech, so the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth. So guess what he ended up doing? Coming back to his original plan. Oh, they won't do it on their own accord? They won't do it in obedience to me? Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to confuse them so that they don't understand one another. The first time I heard about the Tower of Babel, it was actually in a joke. One of my friends who actually did go to church amongst all the other heathens that we all hung out with. Like I said, it was a joke because he's you must be from the Tower of Babel. What are you talking about? Because you talk too much. Now, he wasn't talking to me because I didn't talk a lot back then as I don't here. But of course, I laughed my butt off because I thought it was the funny thing. I have no idea why it's funny. I just thought it was. So I just laughed and laughed and laughed. A lot of times we hear about the Tower of Babel and we get caught up. That's why there's so many languages in the world. But no, the stem of it was from disobedience. God had to get his plan across, even when we decide that his plan isn't good enough for us. The Lord eventually got his way, but think about the price of their disobedience. Back then, the cost that they paid, it costs us today. See, instead of having unity and having one language and one speech, we have to overcome language barriers now. So there's nothing wrong with looking out and seeing all the diversity and ethnicities and stuff, but yet, some of us have language barriers. I think about all the conversations personally that I've had or that I could have had about Jesus. I think about the folks that come to my door, and one came to my door just the other day, and I was like, that's funny. They come to your door, and they're, hola. Hello? Ah, no español? Sorry, no. Okay, gracias. But I know that they're there to speak some word. I want to talk about Jesus. What's wrong with that? Come on, talk to me. Or the little Vietnamese woman, and God bless her soul. She doesn't even say anything. She just stands there with a big smile on her face with her track, and she just. But I want to get down. I want to talk some word. I mean, we don't understand one another. So I understand that even when I grab the track, it's in a different language. It's in signs and symbols. I don't get that. I don't understand Vietnamese and the symbols. I don't get that. So language barriers. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done for us. But God, what God wants of us is just to go out, no matter what the barrier may be, and just share his love. Tell somebody about Christ. And so as I prepare to close, because I said I was going to be quick, y'all, I hope you were able to hear through the babble that the Tower of Babel was constructed to draw attention to what man could accomplish through human effort, through pride and self-reliance, while rejecting the most important part of any plan made in building the kingdom of God, which is Jesus. See, the kingdom of God is about partnering with God and understanding his will and working his plan, and not this field of dreams, if we build it, they will come mentality. See, could that be the reason why we have so many empty church buildings? See, come let us build this fancy building and folks will come. Which means if they come, I don't have to go. I could just stay here and let the building just fascinate folks to come. I don't have to do what God called me to do as long as I build and erect this fabulous establishment. I don't have to go nowhere. All I got to do is wait and watch the people come. See, God didn't tell us nothing about building church building. And not, don't get me wrong. When he calls us to build, and there's nothing wrong with church, you know, church building, you know, thingies, offerings and givings and stuff. There's nothing wrong with that. When God calls us, but God wants us to go out and share the gospel. Tell folks about him. Remember, the plan of God was never about the building, but to go and make disciples of all nations. But guess why we got to go? Because now folks are scattered all over the place. They're all over earth. That's why we got to go to Mozambique. That's why we got to go to Brazil. That's why we got to go and share the gospel with folks all over the earth. And today, that plan still has not changed. So what do I want you to do with this message? Quite simple. Understand God's plan. Go and fill the earth. Decide. I said decide to work God's plan. Because God's plan is always going to involve Jesus. And as I prepare to close, I want to give my testimony about my small group. Why Little Helping Hands for me? God has been so good to me. And I believe that I had a rough childhood for that very reason, that I could have a Little Helping Hands group and just be a kid all over again. I am so captivated by our young people just because they make me smile just when they smile. It never fascinated me when it was like, that game was better than last week, and that game was better than that. It's like, it's not about the games. It's not about the activities, but it's about putting smiles on their faces. The testimonies that I have, because what the kids can't do, the kids can't get themselves to the office. The kids can't get themselves anywhere. But parents, thank you for bringing your children. Because the kingdom is about not just our generation, and it's about their generation too. That's why small groups was developed, to spread. It wasn't just to have a meeting. It's normal. It was meant for you to be inspired, to begin to, I can do this too. I got some word that I can go out and share with other people, that I'd be inspired to start another group of my own. Small groups, small beginnings created to go and do big things. Because I tell you, for me, the biggest joy that I got out of my small group wasn't necessarily the young people, even though they truly touched my heart. It's about the parents. It was about the parents that got that 2.5-hour break to go and have a date. It was about that 2.5-hour break that they were just able to have a break. No, go do what you want to do. You have 2.5 hours, just be back. Two and a half hours that you have, we have folks that were able to go and be ministered to in the other small group, the marriage group, I believe it's the marriage group. They were able to just be ministered to in that group because they didn't have to worry about child care. If nothing else, I'll be your child care. But I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And again, we're going to start back up. Same thing, same bat channel, same bat stage. We're going to do this all over again, little one. So, Little Helping Hands, are y'all with me? I said, are y'all with me? We going to do it again? Yes. So parents, again, if you didn't get your child involved in Little Helping Hands, we're going to start back up in September. Get them involved, because they can't get involved without you. And again, spend some time for yourself. Be one with yourself and God. If you need a time of prayer, which I encourage one person to do, spend that time with God and pray. Seek his face. You don't have to do anything, but let him be with you and you be with him, because you are the apple of his eye. He desires to spend time with you. Take that time to do just that. Amen.